So for the next generation of designers, what would you say, what kind of skill set? Obviously adaptability is one of them. What are the kind of skill sets you are looking for as, leading your own companies? What kind of skill sets are you looking for to hire the next generation of designers? This also stems from the fact that we are seeing a lot of layoffs right now. A lot of people are going to be putting marketing and design, stuff like that. Second, revenue generating jobs are going to be increasing. We are in a recession. So could you talk a little bit about job creation and design, how we can upskill yourselves, how we can solve real tangible problems, how we can make ourselves valuable as designers to organizations?
Sure. So Umang, a very, very important question you asked. Yeah. And I think one of the things that I've always said to my team, to students, is that if you want to be valuable as a designer, if you want to separate yourself from the pack, then the one thing you really need to spend time on is define the problem. Really spend time defining the problem in a way that is completely clear and laser focused. I think a lot of the people who just start out, they are actually so excited to start putting pen to paper that they almost forget what am I really designing for? What problem am I solving? What's the outcome I'm chasing? And that is the one big difference I see between people who really succeed as designers and those who think design is just a fun activity. So problem definition, the ability to look at the problem, not just from the user's standpoint, but also from the business standpoint and technology, right? Those who define the problem as the overlap of these three circles and know that the optimal solution lies at the overlap are, I think, going to be always valuable, always in demand, and are going to reach success very quickly.
And once you get past that initial threshold of when you're romanticizing the idea of design, something that I, by the way, have been completely guilty of back in the day, and to an extent, sometimes I still do it, and you have to remember that the actual process of design is much harder than the idea of design. But once you get past that initial threshold of romanticizing the idea of design and sort of get down to being able to articulate your problem and identify and associate solutions with them, I think the important thing that also becomes is, look, certain designery skill sets, as we'd call them, being able to, whatever form of design you're working in, you could be a graphic designer and you need to understand your typography, you need to understand your basics, right? You could be a motion designer, and if you don't understand timing, then you're not going to be very well. That said, once your hygiene factors in design are under check and you've got a decent amount of mastery over the craft of design, what sets you apart from the pack? In a room full of, I'm constantly recruiting designers, I work with distributed designers, I'm looking at designers and I'm looking at portfolios from everywhere and I'm hiring across. What's it? And unfortunately, one of the things that has happened with sort of this boom of digital product design, which has, a lot of it has also been very tool and software driven over the last few years, which I know is something that probably grinds sort of steep, but it's just a very annoying side effect of easy access to pre-made templates and things like that, that have actually, a whole generation of designers has grown up on the concept of UI kits and things like that. And I see that far too often. 9 out of 10 people in a room, if they've got similar looking portfolios for similar looking brands and similar direct to consumer, because more often than not, a lot of designers would prefer to put the shiny products in their portfolios. What sets you apart? Can you talk through your problems? Can you communicate? I look at people who can communicate well. I look at people who can write well. Being able to write a good product document, a good design spec is such a massive boon. A designer who can write a good product spec and a good design document that actually communicates the solution to multiple stakeholders in the most succinct way is such a skill. Apples to apples, 5 designers in a room, they all have equally good portfolios. They all know the latest tools and the latest tricks and the latest software. The one guy who has the best written documentation in their portfolio is probably the one that I'm going to be most interested in talking to further. So being able to articulate, being able to communicate, these are fundamental things to designers, but often gets lost in the slightly more glamorous aspects of design, which is sitting with the latest tools and the trends and solving big, hairy problems and romanticizing the idea of solving a problem. Can you talk about what the problem is? And that's such an important one. So that personally is something that I hold very dear. I'm not afraid to